Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Kendall Payton, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. ChatGPT stands as a pioneering and transformative force in the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. Developed by OpenAI, ChatGPT has ushered in a new era of human-machine interaction. Its system has the capacity to comprehend and generate natural language text seamlessly, emerging as a game changer across various industries. One in every four credit managers are already leveraging ChatGPT in some capacity for work, according to an e-news poll. But if you're not experimenting with the AI tool, you risk falling behind the curve. Elliot Jenman is the regional credit manager at McNeilus Steel. He says he uses ChatGPT as a tool to generate clear, different, and creative ways to send out emails for customer payment.
You know, we all know it's like a machine learning AI, but it just helps me write a little more professional. So I'll like put bullet points on what I want to say and kind of have it give me suggestions. Like I'll say, write an email asking for a payment and these are the facts, and I'll have it generate an email, but I don't actually copy it verbatim. I tend to get in the same kind of call path per se, and you say the same thing sometimes and say it a certain way in a certain order, and it kind of becomes background noise. So this kind of just helps change things up and give a little different feel to emails.
The AI system can define concepts and answer to complex questions, from risk mitigation to mathematical equations, ultimately leading to better credit decisions. ChatGPT is also able to identify holes in contracts, which can be beneficial in the credit application process. Alejandro Ojeda Nanzioli is an Eastern Regional Credit Manager at Schlumberger Technology Corporation. He uses ChatGPT when researching customers. However, he says ChatGPT still has its cons.
It aggregates information very quickly for me, and we in the credit department are typically pressed for time. That is very helpful. So far, the information on ChatGPT is updated up to September 2021. Because of that limitation, sometimes I have to double check the information, make sure nothing has changed since then. But at least having the information updated as of that date helps me to quickly expedite my research.
Some credit professionals do not use ChatGPT for any functions in credit at all. From misinformation to missed cultural cues, ChatGPT is no stranger to mistakes. Justin Cowart is a credit supervisor at Nucor Yamato Steel Company. He says the information ChatGPT uses to generate outcomes is already researchable and available.
Most of my communication that I'm doing is so tailored to my customers or to a specific situation that I just don't know how well it would do. In the credit world, a lot of the information we deal with is very sensitive and needs to be held confidentially. I do have concerns about putting that into an outside system.
In order to avoid security breaches, ChatGPT provides a warning that it's an external site, meaning the user should not disclose any private or confidential information. It's key to learn how ChatGPT works and know what it can and cannot do for you. Martin Smith is a credit manager at Ashgrove Cement Company. He says his company has not implemented ChatGPT yet because of the security risks.
We're in the process of adding some software that'll generate automatic dunning letters. You know, depending on where I am on the emotional spectrum, I figured I would put that to work when I have a happy collection, a sad collection, and then when I'm about to lose my mind collection. I have a variety of emotional letters that I can have ChatGPT help me with, and that way it comes out tasteful, not Marty speak. I mean, I pull a variety of reports. But, you know, the opportunity to expand the search for news and for other tidbits that could aid me in making a judicious decision would probably be beneficial for me.
You can check out the full story in eNews. If you're interested in connecting with other credit leaders, visit our website to join any of our thought leadership groups. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday. But until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you can also register for our upcoming webinars. Maryland overlooked aspects of lien and bond statutes on Wednesday, October 4th, and SAP Ariba, why asking the wrong questions could be hurting your working capital, on Thursday, October 5th.